Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Every new generation seems to feel superior to the old fogies, don't they? We're more tech-savvy, they think, and more relaxed about our parents' old hang-ups. Less judgmental, too. Except about the old fogies, of course. But as my father warned me, it will be one of our great shocks in life when we discover, like Elijah, quote, "I am no better than my fathers." 1 Kings 19, verse 4. In our story today, Genesis 26, verses 6 to 17, Isaac has a hard lesson to learn. It's one thing to keep yourself away from worldly influences around you. The problem is those worldly attitudes within you. New fogies get them from their old fogies. There is a string of Bible verses that, on the surface, seem to suggest children are punished for their father's sins. But in the preamble to the Ten Commandments, the Lord says the following, quote, "I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments." Exodus 20, verses 5 and 6. A careful observer will notice the real problem. Both hating and loving God are contagious. And Isaac's duplicity about his wife being his sister to protect himself was learned at home, not so sweet home. Parents can easily pass on their attitudes about God to their children. The idiom, "little pitchers have big ears," sees the curved handle of a pitcher like a human ear, and has been a popular expression since at least 1546, found in a proverb collection by John Haywood. It means, of course, that parents freely speaking in the home to, or at, each other, have an audience, the child's first school. Do they hear cursing or blessing? Criticism or affirmation? What are our little ones hearing?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.